Father in heaven, I pray. I pray for you to manifest yourself in such a beautiful and wonderful and holy way that all of us will know you are here, that we will sense you teaching and instructing us, and pray that your Holy Spirit will work through our hearts and minds, and that the principles of your word, the holiness, the sacredness of it, will rest upon us. And may we, by your grace, Lord, make decisions today that honor you. I'm praying for miracles to take place, and I'm praying for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, we will read 4 verses. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good, but if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger, to execute wrath on him who practices evil. In verse 1, where it says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, we're talking about civil authorities. We're talking about state. We're talking about government. The relations between the church as an organization and the state down through time have been very controversial. There are two extremes. One, the state controls the church. Or two, the church controls the state. This is still in practice in some places in the world. So the relationship between the church as an organization and the state is a difficult one. Relations between individual Christian and the state is also controversial. When we read verses 1 through 4 of chapter 13, we read this and immediately look for the loophole. Surely it's not saying what we just read. Surely it can't be that. Because there are times when obedience to the state would be disobedience to God. Let me give you a couple of Bible examples. Pharaoh ordered the Hebrew midwives to kill newborn boys. They refused. Nebuchadnezzar ordered his subjects to worship the golden image. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego refused. Darius made a law, cannot pray to anyone, to any god or any man other than himself for 30 days. Daniel refused. The Sanhedrin Council banned preaching in the name of Jesus. The apostles refused. Acts 5:29 was their response. And let's read it together off the screen. Let's read it out loud. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And so the state, according to Paul, is God's instrument. And yet we recognize there can be tremendous difficulties for believers. We see that in the Bible. We see historical examples from New Testament times. There were wicked Roman emperors like Caligula, Nero, Domitian. In more modern times, we think of Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Idi Amin, Pol Pot, Saddam Hussein, and we're looking right in the face at Revelation chapter 13. What are we going to do? What are Christians to do? How are Christians supposed to relate to the state? It's easy. If the state is just, if the state is just, submitting to its authority is biblical and it's easy. It's hard, though, if the state commands those who do evil, if the state commends those who do evil and punishes those who do good. We as believers are to submit right up to the point where obedience to the state would entail disobedience to God. If the state commends what God forbids or forbids what God commands, we are to obey God. What about influencing the state? How are Christians to act in a government like ours, where we have a democratic republic, we have a voice? How are we to act? Are we to sit silent? Are we to engage? And if so, how? We're in a season of tension, if you haven't noticed it. Friends are no longer friends. Families are being split asunder. Churches are dividing over the choices that we face in just a few weeks. People are very passionate about their positions. I want to say something. If you forget everything else that I talk about today, please remember this. What good is it if your party wins the House of Representatives, wins the Senate, wins the White House, and you lose your soul? We are first and foremost servants of the Most High God. The government we must be most concerned about is His and our relationship to Him. How we behave among ourselves determines how we're relating to the Most High God. Being hateful for a supposed right cause is a guarantee to going to hell. I'm trying to be as subtle as I can be. Let me give you biblical evidence for that. Romans chapter 12. We're going to begin reading in verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. By the way, if you don't like this list, don't worry about it. It's not for you. This is for believers. This is a list of how to behave if you've embraced Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you are born again, and you have the Holy Spirit living in your heart. This is the list that God is talking to you about. If you don't like this list, don't worry about it. It's not for you. Let us love Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So what did we just read? Let me summarize it. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love and give honor to one another. Serve the Lord. Be steadfast in prayer. Bless others and do not curse them. We have reached a point in our society where culturally the in thing is, if you don't agree with me in all points, I disagree with you in everything. We cannot even be friends. Who made that rule? Bless others and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. There's plenty to weep about and plenty of people who are weeping. Associate with the humble, not wise in your own eyes. That's talking about the idolatry of opinion. Now, I want to approach this part of the sermon very carefully, without passion. I want to approach this kindly. As Christians, our opinions posted on social media must be reflective of Christianity. If not, you're declaring a reality. You ain't no true believer. You're just another hack with an opinion. Your opinion doesn't really matter. God's opinion is what matters. And we have to be humble before God. And we must associate with those who are humble and not get in gunfights with people who are wise in their own eyes, people who are making an idol out of their opinion, who are willing to sacrifice relationships because this is what I believe. I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. I believe it with all my heart. I'm going to do everything on earth to keep from sacrificing relationships just because I believe that? Why would I be willing to sacrifice relationships for something far, far less important? Be hospitable. Do not repay evil for evil. Oh, yeah? Try that. It reminds me a lot of what I read. I don't know if this is true. I just read it. That in the plains years ago, when there were lots of wild horses and lots of wild donkeys and stuff, when they were accosted by wolves, the horses would get in a circle, nose to nose, and kick out with their legs. The donkeys didn't know better. They would get in a circle with their heads out and kick each other. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I read. Don't repay evil for evil. And the Lord says, if possible, live peaceably with all men. That's the picture of Christianity. And right now, more than ever in the history of our country, the church, the people of God, need to stand up with a message of peace. We need to be people who listen. You know, in the home, he has an opinion, she has an opinion. Here's the problem. It degenerates into thinking there's only two options. His isn't adequate, hers isn't adequate, but the arguments are very strong, the emotions are very high. Do you realize the Republicans don't have the answer? The Democrats don't have the answer. The answer lies in a decent sit-down conversation, because there's truth everywhere. They're balancing ideas that are being shoved to the side because of hate, not because of love. Live peaceably as far as possible with all men. Vengeance is God's. Oh, yeah? Say that about me. Say that about my candidate. Say that about whatever, and we come back. Do you see that as being a humble servant of the Most High God, or an arrogant person who is following the idolatry of self-love? Care about your enemies. Do you really care about the people who are going to be voting different than you? I mean, do you care about them? Overcome evil with good. In this country, we are blessed more than any country in the history of the world. As Christians, we have opportunities to share. We can make movies. We can make TV programs if we want. We can have our own news network. We can send out brochures. We can have placards that people can read as they drive by. But let me tell you something. You overcome evil with good. I may be convicted about certain things, but harassing people as they're entering an abortion clinic or burning that building down or killing the doctors or the nurses is not God's way. Harassing people and seeking to force them to kneel beating up people, murdering people, burning buildings down, looting is not God's way to deal with social injustice. These are issues of our day. How we respond to them will determine our eternity. Are you hearing me today? I might be right on an issue and still be going to hell. There are social injustices. There is abortion. And there's a whole lot of stuff in between. But what matters to God is that I'm walking humbly with Him. In the United States, there's great tension about the coming election. As I mentioned, it's splitting friends, families, some churches. Some Christians are for one candidate, some Christians for the other. And even though there's some other people running for president, names of which I don't know, we're basically a two-party system. And we're either for one and against the other, or vice versa. Who is right? And how should we know? How are we going to know what is right? Well, first of all, we must be humble and we must be prayerful. We must be seeking for God to fill us with His Holy Spirit and that we respond to His opinion of the matter. And we become informed. You do not become informed through the media. You do not become informed by meeting with people of the same opinion. You do not become informed by that on any level, because your man is just as much of a liar as my man. You do not even vote for the man. This is where great mistakes are made. I don't like him. I'm not voting for him. I don't like him. I'm not voting for him. Let me tell you, it's not a long conversation to get a pretty long list of why not to vote for either of them. So what do? You inform yourself. What does that mean? It means this. You get copies of the party platforms. Those people who are running represent more than themselves. They have a political party that has written for the entire world to read what they want to do if they're in power. You must read those. You must take the time and not just argue whether one's too old or one's too orange. You read the party platforms. You set one down on one side, one down next to it, and your Bible right in front of them. And you read what they say, and you line that up with the Word of God. You can read what they say in both of them. I've made a list. Both of them address these issues. I have read the platforms. Bioethics and health issues, criminal justice reform, discrimination and racial issues, drug abuse, education, human trafficking, marriage and family issues, pornography, poverty, and religious liberty. You read what they represent. And you compare it with the Word of God, and then you say, God, help me to have the courage to do what you want me to do. You see, what is most important to God is that we would abhor evil and to cling to what is good. That we would love and give honor to one another. That we would serve the Lord. That we would be steadfast in prayer. that we would bless others and not curse them, that we would rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, that we would associate with the humble, not the wise in their own eyes, that we would be hospitable, that we would not repay evil for evil, that we would live peaceably with all men as far as possible, that we would believe vengeance is God's, that we would care about our enemies, and that we would seek by His grace to overcome evil with good. I believe it is our responsibility as citizens and as Christians to vote. God has given us that responsibility. I hope every one of you will vote. But vote your conscience that is informed by the Word of God. And I'm wondering if there's anyone here today who would just like to say to the Lord, Lord, I pray that Jesus would come into my heart, that You would fill me with the Holy Spirit, that first and foremost, I would demonstrate I am serving You, God, the living God. And then, Lord, may my responses to all that's happening around me be a response that will glorify You, Lord, that will bring honor to You. It is a time for the Christian church to become Christian. It is a time to love and to seek peace. And if you want to say to God, you want to be in on that, please stand. Father in heaven, please forgive us. We have been in awful straits in our hearts. We have been so condemning and so maligning, so contentious, and we confess it as sin. Place within our heart the love. And I pray that these dear people standing will take the time to educate themselves on the platforms, and that You will move in our hearts and direct us as to how we should vote. We thank You. We pray to You in Jesus' name. Amen.